This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi tomorrow to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. On this occasion, Prime Minister will also address a public gathering. We have a report.
In a landmark step for farmers' welfare, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 20th installment of PM Kishan from Varanasi, with over 20,500 crore rupees to be transferred directly to the bank accounts of more than 9.7 crore farmers across the country. In an effort to improve road connectivity in the Varanasi, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several significant infrastructure projects. The PM will inaugurate the widening and strengthening of the Varanasi-Bhadohi Road, Chitauni-Shul-Tankeshwar Road and railway overbridge at Haridattpur, strengthening the power infrastructure in the region. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of various works under the smart distribution project and undergrounding of electrical infrastructure worth over 880 crore rupees. PM Modi will also inaugurate 47 rural drinking water scheme under Jal Jeevan Mission. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu will grace the 45th convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Technology, Indian School of Mines, IIT, ISM, Dhanbad, today on the second day of a two-day visit to Jharkhand. The president will see the exhibition on community innovation at Atal Innovation Center set up in the institute. She will felicitate Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra with a DSc degree at the convocation ceremony. The president will also give away gold medals to 20 meritorious students on this occasion. The Election Commission will publish the draft electoral roll in Bihar today under the Special Intensive Revision Initiative. In his message before the publication of the draft electoral roll, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that the physical and digital format of electoral roll will also be provided to all recognized political parties in all 38 districts of Bihar by district election officers. He said the Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar and 243 electoral officers will invite the voter or any recognized political party to file their objections regarding any discrepancies in the electoral roll. The objections can be made from 1st August to 1st September 2025. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia has said that Elon Musk-led Starlink has received a license to launch satellite internet service in India and a framework for spectrum allocation is also in place for a smooth rollout. Addressing a mobile conclave on the occasion of 30 years of mobile telephony in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that India's digital journey in the last 11 years has been extraordinary.
भारतनेट परियोजना के आधार पर आज देश के 2,14,000 ग्राम पंचायत जुड़े हुए हैं ओएफसी फाइबर के साथ और भारतनेट द्वितीय योजना के आधार पर 17 बिलियन डॉलर 1,40,000 करोड़ रुपए की योजना किसी अमेरिका और यूरोप ने नहीं सोचा वो प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी हमारे 6.5 लाख गांवों को ओएफसी ब्रॉडबैंड के साथ जोड़ने जा रहे हैं
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the second half of the southwest monsoon season is expected to deliver above normal rainfall exceeding 106% of the long period average across the country. IMD Director General M. Mohapatra said that most parts of India are likely to receive normal to above normal rainfall from August to September. Meanwhile, IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh. Today. The weather agency predicted heavy rainfall conditions over Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, West Bengal and Sikkim today. In cricket, Karun Nair scored a crucial half century to help India to reach 204-6 at stumps on day one of the final test against England at the Kennington Oval in London yesterday. This was Nair's first 50 outside India since his famous triple century against England in 2016. And Indian women wrestlers delivered an impressive performance at the 2025 Under-17 World Wrestling Championships in Athens yesterday, securing a total of 5 medals, including 2 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.